Moncrief on News Talk.
Many shops have sold out of them. Some have introduced rationing. If you haven't heard of them, soon, very soon, your kids will start nagging for one. They're called Nidos, and they've exploded in popularity. We're joined by Hazel McCarthy from Toy Corner in Moycullen in Galway. Good afternoon, Hazel.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, these are... Now, I think many parents would be familiar with the kind of squishy toys that are popular. But these are, if you like, branded ones. Would that be correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So Nido is a specific brand rather than a specific product. They have many, many products underneath the brand, which is a good thing because it means there's many to hopefully try and get your hands on, but you probably won't be able to get your hands on any of them. I have actually stocked Nido since I opened my shop nearly 7 years ago. So I am delighted that TikTok has finally spread the word far and wide, because it is really a great product. And they're always, as I said, coming out with new iterations. I suppose the one that started going viral almost 2 years ago now probably were the Nice Cube and the Dream Drop, which are like a firmer squish, and I unfortunately am now a connoisseur in all of the field of squishies and textures. I don't think it's a skill set that's transferable, so I'm hoping that this is a craze that keeps going for a while. So also very popular from Nido is the fuzz ball, which is more of like a cloud squish sensation. But outside of Nido, there's so many other amazing alternatives. And obviously, with the explosion in popularity of fidget and pocket money toys, there's a huge amount of innovation across loads of different companies. So there's the Tabba squishies, which have been a really big hit. They're like the super sticky, slimy ones, and they can be flocked. That's flocked.
What does that mean?
So... you can cover them with little fuzzy pom-poms or little fuzzy things to make them then fuzzy instead of slimy. So,
okay.
Or you can just keep it in the little bag and squish away. And then another one is the Crazy Aaron's Thinking Putty, which is the original and best putty. Doesn't dry out, comes in many different sizes, colours, textures and effects. And they'll have an entirely new range in July. Also coming on stream is the Gump, the Loop and Blur from Specs, which is a more adult focused sensory fidget brand. So that's a really exciting one to look out for. But yeah, I suppose.
Crikey, like, there's a lot there. And
there is.
And people just like squish them.
Yeah. But like, that's so valuable. Like, it's a great way to release like excess kinetic energy. Like right now, I'm a bit nervous talking to you, Sean. I'm a big fan of the show. And like, I could really do with a Nido or a fuzzball in my hand right now. So even as an adult, like, it's a great way to just expel a bit of extra energy, and or even just to get like your thoughts moving. Do you know, sometimes you just need to be doing something with your hands to be able to get your brain moving and start that lateral thinking wave. So I'm delighted to kind of see that it's like really being normalized across all ages and different kinds of people, and that it'll be normal for everybody to have one or even a collection of fidgets on their desk.
Yes, to get them through the day. Yeah, and it seems as if, now I have a 10-year-old, and it seems like on a weekly basis, there's a different sort of squishy you have to get. You know, like last week it was, or a few weeks ago, it was one that looked like a pound of butter that you absolutely had to have. That was the rage. And I know there's other dairy shaped products that are squishies as well. The particular thing about Nidos, though, is that is it the case that you cannot buy them online?
But yeah, like I would say, the stock of them is so limited. So like I sell like everything that's in my shop, I have online. Except I will not put up any Nido online because there just isn't the stock level availability. So we're just in store only on those. So I would say, yeah, if you see it online, it's probably not real. And that is one big warning that I would have, is being wary of counterfeit products. It's so tempting if you're being asked and asked and asked and it looks like Nido. But if it's a massive big stand or you can see it online, it's probably not. real Nido. And
I'm actually looking at Amazon right now. I'm looking at that and it says Nido squishy color dough cube squeeze toys for kids adults, but it doesn't say Nido. It shows you a picture of the box, but it doesn't say Nido on the box. So it's but it's not actually Nido.
I think the best thing about this is that this is a real craze happening in the real world for real kids and adults. So people, it's popping up into stores, and it's so limited that it's not even making its way online. So people are coming to the shop, driving across the city to come to my shop to see do I have it, because they know that I'm a stockist and have been for a long time. But like, as I said, I stocked it for 7 years and even I can't get the stock that I would like, you know.
Do you have to ration now when you do get stock in?
I do. I try to be very fair, and sometimes it feels unfair because you're saying no, you have to pick one. But yeah, I say it's one. Not one of each thing, one per person. So choose wisely. The person has to be there, or the child has to be there. So bring them with you.
Weeping children emerging from Toy Corner in my calling, going, "You'd only let me have one."
I know, but better than none. And yeah. I just think of all of the kids that I might have to let down tomorrow if I let that kid today have six. So that's how I justify it to myself. And everybody has been actually so great about it and really understanding. Credit to my lovely customers for that. But please don't ask us about it.
Yes. Now, practical question. And I don't know if you know the answer to this. What's inside them? If you sit on one and it bursts, you know, what comes out?
Well, I would say, so with Nido, it's like it depends on what the texture is. So the firmer ones are kind of like a maltosey, so like some sort of like sugar extract, but it's like very dense. And then like the lighter ones then would be more like, you know, say like some sort of like a flowery kind of thing. So I wouldn't say necessarily, like, definitely don't, it's not edible.
Yeah. Oh no, absolutely. But say if the cat tries to eat it, it's not going to kill it or anything like that.
You know, I would think your Nidos are so valuable, you should keep them up on a shelf and away from all destructive children and pets who would like to put them in their mouths, because they will be distraught. But and like on that safety thing, like all of these, like I would say if you're looking for them, go to your toy shop. We're toy specialists and we deal with suppliers that are also toy specialists and are used to the standard of safety testing that's required for toys, and especially toys that are going to be in heavy contact with skin, potentially mouths. So and are designed for heavy use in contact with skin. So just that's another safety thing. Just you know, if you see something that looks fake, just don't be tempted, because you just don't know. And do go to your local toy shop, because they know.
We
check everything is correctly CE marked and all of that. And as I said, loads of Nido alternatives that are really exciting, like you say, the butter and everything. And like that's part of childhood, really. Like that's really what I dreamed of when I opened the shop. Like the kids are sprinting up from school to the shop to see, did they get another drop of Nido?
You know,
and then if they don't have Nido, what else do they have this week? So I'm always on the hunt of like, okay, if I don't have that, what can I get that's going to be really exciting for them, that's going to be new, that they're really going to like? And like, I suppose being on the counter, like you get that interaction with them and you find out, oh no, they're really loving this because of X. And then you can cater to that even more. So it's a very instant thing. Yeah. So again, I think that's somewhere that your local shop can really add value.
Hazel, thanks a million. Yeah. So if you're driving through Moycollin anytime in the future and you see a queue outside a shop, that means Toy Corner has got the Nidos in. That was Hazel McCarthy there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.